So maybe you can just take us through it a bit. I know I've listened to your interviews with Jason, and you've talked about focusing on pacing a lot. So what were you thinking today?
Yeah, definitely. I went over this course in my head more than normal, I'd say, because it felt like there were some interesting pacing things out there. Definitely had my, like, core pacing ideals of starting a little conservative and then building in and being able to finish hard, but there are definitely some things out there where, like, one of the labs had a lot less recovery, and then the other one had, like, a pretty big recovery into the stadium, so, like, planning on that and, like, thinking of where I could really be hurting and where I needed to save a little bit. So I was happy with my preparation in that sense.
Awesome. Yeah, and so you were bid 24 starting, like, pretty early on, but there was also the Norwegian Amundsen, like, right behind you, and you guys were pretty close throughout the race. Were you getting any splits or feedback from any of that?
I was getting a little bit of feedback, but just, like, general race feedback, not really specifically to Amundsen.
Yeah, so transitioning a bit, this is your first World Cup season, and you've been on the road for a while now. How is that going, and with all the COVID stuff?
It's pretty good. Yeah, I'm definitely getting to the part where I'm thinking about home more than I was a month ago, but obviously racing well helps fuel the fire, and it's really fun to, like, have new people over. So, like, my friends from home are now here, and then I get to go to U23s and see more friends. So it's fun. It's a good life, and I'm having a good time. COVID and stuff, I think we've gotten so used to all the rules and stuff that it feels normal, and it's really not too bad. I think we've done a good job at turning it into a pretty smooth, like, a smooth system that keeps us safe and happy and healthy and ready to race fast, which is very nice.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, U23s is coming up, so how are you feeling looking forward to that particularly?
Good, yeah. I think there were definitely a lot of U23s in the field today, and it was Amundsen was the top one, I think, so it was good to be so close to him. And I'm excited to be at sea level some more there and hang out with some friends I haven't seen in a while. Yeah, should be good. It was cool to have Scott do well today too. Like, fun to not really like in that top 15. It was six Russians, six Norwegians, and then me, Scott, and Andrew Musgrave from nations that weren't Norway or Russia. So it was fun to have both of us kind of be the special